We're going to talk about closing. I want to equip you in this area because this is huge. And here's the deal. Let's get busy on this. The first thing I got to say about closing is this. You have to have had made the decision already that you have decided that you're going to do this thing, that you're going to make it work for you, that no matter what it takes, that you will go straight to the top. This is not something that you're trying out. This is not something that you're feeling out. This is not something that if it works for you, then you'll do it. But that you have already have the mindset that I am doing this. Conviction pays incredible amounts of money. It pays 6 and 7 figures. There's no doubt in my mind that what changed for me, yes, part was technique, and I will show you that. But I'm telling you that 90% of what changed in me and 90% what changed in the people that I've interviewed, the people that I've trained up and raised up, is conviction in their businesses. If that is your mindset, that you're going straight to the top and that no matter what this prospect says, yes or no, no matter what this prospect says, I need to think about it. I need to talk to my spouse. No matter what objection they throw at you, that you're going with or without them. Do you have that kind of conviction? That has to be your posture. That has to be your mindset. Because if it's not, they know it. Because if you got this thing called conviction, there's something about you. There's something in your tone. There's something in your body language that says, I'm going to do this with or without you. I'm going to do this, and it is going to work, and I'm going straight to the top. I'm not just going to give it my best shot. I'm going to give it my best shot for as long as it takes. And guess what? I promise you, people can feel it. They know it. And they do not want to follow somebody that is stricken with unbelief. They want to follow somebody who believes. Crusades are not led by people with unbelief and doubt and depression. Crusades are led by people who have faith, who have a vision, who are going to do it with or without you. That's what crusades are led by, and that's what you're building here. You're going to build an army of people that are in business wanting to build a multi-million-dollar enterprise. Where is your conviction? Do you need help in this conviction? Because this is what determines it right here. Where you need the most help in your business is this. Do you believe that you are going to hit your goals? Do you believe that you are going to finish what you have started with this new business venture? Do you believe it? So if I was sitting there looking at you straight in the eyes and I said, you know, do you believe or not? And if your answer was any more than just one word, guess what? I know the truth. If your answer starts with a, well, I know the truth. And so does your prospect. So does your prospect. But if I'm looking you in the eyes and I say, do you believe that you're going to finish what you started? And you say yes, then you're a done deal, man. You're an absolute done deal. You have to decide on purpose that this is what you're going to do, that you're going to finish what you have started in this business venture. Are you just going to see what it does for you? Step up. You can step up and say, no, I'm living life, and I will direct where I'm going. Listen, we're co-laborers with God. He's the one that said, hello, I've given you this path. You can choose to succeed or you can choose to fail. It's totally up to you. And if you're not succeeding, I promise you, you're missing a few things and you're not on the right path. Here's another question. Are you on the fence with your business? Or have you crossed over to the other side and said, this is it. Done deal. I'm going straight for the top. Are you in that state that no matter what it takes that you're going to make it happen? Because that is what determines success from failure, are the ones who make things happen. It always starts with making up your mind to make things happen. Is your conviction strong or is your posture that of a worm? You tell me, when you look in the mirror, what do you see? Do you see somebody who's going to fold and say, oh, yeah, you're right. I shouldn't be doing this. Only the special people can make it. Only the smart ones can do it. Only the pretty people ever succeed. These things don't work because let me tell you something. Your prospects are going to give you objections. The first thing to work on is your conviction, your faith, your belief. Because the bottom line is they are going to give you objections, and those are questions to test to see how much you believe. Write that down. Objections are just questions to test how much you believe in what you do. not to test your brain to see how much you can talk about it, but to test whether or not you're going to wallow, to see if you're going to weeble, wobble, to see if you're going to weaken and shake at the knees if they ask you a question. Let them ask you a question. For me, it's like, fire away. Give me your best shot. I know I have the deal and you don't. So don't be surprised when they give you objections. They are questions to test your belief. Bottom line is that these objections come with the territory. It's all part of it. And if you are lacking in that area, then, man, do whatever it takes to learn to get good at it. Conference calls like this help. They're going to give you objections, so be ready for them. And practice so you can already be prepared with the answers for those objections. So when they give you those objections, what I want you to know is, what is your posture like? That when they say to you, oh, I tried those things before and they never work. And if you agree with them, there is such a problem. If they say, oh, I don't know, I don't really have the time, and you're saying, oh, I know, I don't have the time either. So if they say, I don't really have the money, it's really too expensive to get started, and it's only like $45 to get started, or it's $1,000 to get started, and you're sitting there going, I know, man, it is really expensive, isn't it? Chances are you need some more conviction to be able to push through to the other side, to the side of the professionals. If you do not have that kind of conviction, you must surround yourself with the proper reading materials, the proper training materials, the proper CDs and tapes, whatever it takes. 90% of the people won't even ask. In fact, 90% of you that I'm talking to right now, you won't even ask the closing question because you're afraid to, because you're afraid of getting an objection. So you're afraid to ask it. Trust me, I know, man. I coach you guys. When I have my coaching client practice on me, guess what? They don't read those closing questions. They're put there on the spot. They're afraid to ask them. So what my goal is tonight for you is to help you get over that fear so that you can ask those questions. You're robbing them, absolutely robbing them blind if you don't give them the chance to decide. If you let them scape out on excuses, you've just robbed them from a chance to make an impact on their life as this business has made on my life. And I believe if you're equipped and prepared with what you know they're going to say already, and you have an answer for them, then I know that you can get better at asking those closing questions. So again, it all starts with you and how you feel about where you're going with your opportunity. If you are walking in that conviction, I promise you, your results are going to change. People follow people with conviction and faith. That is a fact. With that attitude, with that conviction, with that faith, with that strength, will massively enter your business because you're leading by that example.